Billy Budd by Herman Melville. In the time before steamships, a stroller along the docks of any considerable seaport would occasionally have his attention arrested by a group of bronzed mariners, man-of-war's men, or merchant sailors, in holiday attire, ashore on liberty. In certain instances they would flank, or, like a bodyguard, quite surround some superior figure of their own class. That signal object was the handsome sailor, alike of the military and the merchant navies. The moral nature was seldom out of keeping with the physical make. Indeed, except as toned by the former, the comeliness and power, always attractive in masculine conjunction, hardly could have drawn the sort of honest homage the handsome sailor, in some examples, received from his less gifted associates. Such a cynosure, at least in aspect, and something such too in nature, though with important variations made apparent as the story proceeds, was a wilkin-eyed Billy Budd, or Baby Budd, as more familiarly under circumstances hereafter to be given, he at last came to be called. Aged 21, a foretopman of the British fleet toward the close of the last decade of the 18th century. It was not very long prior to the time of the narration that follows that he had entered the King's service, having been impressed on the narrow seas from a homeward-bound English merchantman called the Rights of Man, into a 74-gun outward-bound HMS Indomitable, which ship...